Hello, everyone. My story would take you 20 years back, when the dawn of internet and internet itself came to our life. I just immigrated from Ukraine to the United States, and I got married. Feeling homesick, I was browsing the internet, a new term at the time, and I saw a posting on a website stating a well-known Ukrainian band coming to the United States on a self-funded tour. They had a concert scheduled for New York City, and the posting had a phone number and a note: call us if you want to host a concert in your city. I got excited. My God, I could bring them into Baltimore and mingle with them. What a nice, interesting event it could be, and we don't have to travel to New York. So I had another reason to help this group. They were one of few bands in newly independent Ukraine that performed only in Ukrainian. And while the pop culture was still Russian dominated, a legacy of Soviet cultural colonization. So I supported their stand on the language, and I really want to help. So I called in, and we agreed to have a concert in Baltimore. Naturally, I didn't consult my wife about this, and when I shared the news, she wasn't exactly pleased. "Are you out of your mind?" she said in Ukrainian. "Do you know what it takes to organize a concert? You've never done this before." And she had a point. She had some experience modeling and participating, organizing fashion shows, and she knew how this is being done, what's in the kitchen, what's happening behind the scene. I told her, "Listen, we could have this concert in the church hall, and we could have it on Sunday after the service, so we still have a captive audience." She was still not fully on board with it. She asked me, "How many people do you need to break even?" And I said, making a quick calculation, "At least 100. She said, and she responded, "100 in our shrinking community?" And she had another point. Even the church in Baltimore was big and beautiful, but the parish was shrinking because people are moving out to the suburbs. "Don't worry," I told her in the most mature voice I could. "It will be a success." And I went to work. I decided to visit all the churches in the area, all the Ukrainian businesses, communities, sharing the news about the concert. And I was able to actually secure a little bit of funds to place an advertisement in a Russian Jewish newspaper in an area where a lot of former Soviet Union residents lived, and most of them were born in Ukraine and grew up in Ukraine. In the advertisement, I had a marketing trick, which called a discount, which I learned from my marketing class at the business school. By the way, that was the only class in the business school I got C. So thank you, Dr. Peter, for the lesson. And the trick of the discount was the following: call in and reserve your seat, and you'll get $10 in. But if you're at the door, it's $15. So, day before the concert, the band arrived in the rented van. It was so exciting to see them and to greet them, to see them close by. But I still was worried because I only had 50 commitments, 50 reservations. It's only commitments, not even payments for the concert. With the group, we also agreed in advance to have another marketing trick, to participate in another marketing trick, is to create a community dinner in a nearby Eastern European cafe, where we could talk, have a Q&A session, discuss art, and at the end they would sing a few songs for us. that was a delightful event. About 30 people showed up, and I was on cloud nine, seeing my stars perform just few feet away from me. But at the end of the evening, I asking few people, do you like it? Are you coming to the concert tomorrow? And their response put me back on the earth. No, we're not coming. Why? Well, we saw them today, they're great, but we're not driving to Baltimore 2 days in a row. The Sunday was very sunny, and the sun was shining and gleaming off of the golden globe domes of St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Baltimore on the edge of Patterson Park. The people were filing in to the church hall, and commitments were turning in pile of the $10 bills on the desk. Then an older gentleman comes and handed me a $10 bill. I look at the list, he didn't reserve. I'm changing his last name because his family still goes to this church. Mr. Timko, it's $15. You didn't register. And he starts really arguing with me how $15 is too much for a concert, and he remembers time when it was only five. So he goes on and on, the line is building up, and my wife's just whispering to me, let him in for 10 bucks. And I say, no, we can't. If I let him for 10 bucks, then the rest of the people want a discount as well. We need this extra $5. Just take him away and talk to him nicely. And she did. So I worked with the group, let everybody's in. And I see Mr. Timko still talking to my wife, still unhappy. I came to him and said, Mr. Timko, I'm sorry. I just realized I had a missed call yesterday. It probably was from you. Give me your $10 and enjoy the concert. As my wife and I walked to the stage from the back of the hall and I sized the crowd, I realized we do have over 100 people. We are in show business now.